microwaved coffee.
Well, I need to figure out if we need anything to cross. Like any paperwork or anything like that. I don't.
Do you think you do? I don't think you do.
But I need to ask my sister. I should just ask her right now.
Because we, you know, we have people go over there to buy stuff.
Yeah.
Like
crafts, I mean,
and stuff.
I don't know if, but it's not like furniture or anything like that, you know?
Put drugs in the cushions.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, take this out of the podcast.
Yeah, remove it.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, how have you guys been?
Oh, you know, usual, getting ready. We bought furniture. We're very excited.
Yeah, we got furniture.
Wait, you guys together bought furniture?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we made a day out of it. It was fun.
Yeah. Well, we were going to go just look at stuff, and then we ended up buying almost everything.
Yeah, we're very impulsive, like the three of us. Yeah, that one.
Like solid. Oh, that looks nice. I like that color.
Although we have very expensive taste and not wallets to match it.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. So do we.
I mean, we're just trying to...
Yeah.
Trying to do expensive looks for cheap...
Yeah.
Cheap costs.
I've been looking up a lot of like apartment hacks.
Me too.
That are like cheap, but to make it look like classy. And I'm like, cool.
Everyone's like woven baskets and mirrors everywhere. So light can be brighter. And yeah.
There are some really, if anybody listening is vegan and misses gummy bears, IKEA has like incredible vegan gummies.
Ooh.
They're so good.
Oh, the moose ones.
Yeah. The moose ones. And they have Coke ones too, like the Coke bottle
with
ones.
Instructions?
Yeah.
Yeah, with instructions on how to put it together.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we saw images. A chocolate bar. We saw a chocolate bar that you build. It's a moose.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And you do actually build it. And it's like a chocolate moose. It's really funny.
What was it? Clack and Schlacken or something.
What was
the joke? Yeah, the name.
Yeah.
What was the moose. What?
Wasn't there like a joke we were saying about the moose? Because you had to build it?
Yeah, I don't remember what you were saying, but
we
spent like the entire ride back making moose jokes and like
how
to build shit.
I finished my Star Wars thing where I watched every single
Star Wars thing.
I finished it on Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, I think. Yeah. So I finished it Sunday, and like I walk into the room and I'm like, Dominus, I'm like, I did it.
You're all like, your eyes are red and your hair's all frazzled. And you're like,
yeah. And she was like, your Star Wars thing? She was like, all excited.
Excited?
I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
That is
funny. And then on Monday, they announced that they're bringing the other cartoon, the one that was on Cartoon Network, drawn by the guy who did Samurai Jack. There was a Star Wars Clone Wars cartoon in like 2000.
You got another one to watch.
Yeah, it was like 2001 or 2002.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not 100% sure how canon that one is. But I'm going to watch it anyway because I love Samurai Jack.
Yeah.
Nice.
I watched the college admissions scandal documentary on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It'll infuriate you, but it was...
Yeah, Vanessa watched it. She said it was good.
It was really good, and...
I think she said she watched it because you told her.
Yeah. I texted her, like, immediately, and I was like, have you seen... Like, the second the credits started rolling, I, like, texted her, and I was like, you need to watch this documentary. Yeah, it's really good, and I think that if you... I know we have like 10 people that listen to this and they're all our friends, but if you happen to be listening to this and you are going to college, please watch this. It's really informative. And they have like, they interview actual like guidance counselors and test people. Yeah, it was just really good. And at the end, this won't like spoil anything, but at the end, they,
I'll
of the,
die.
I think they're, yeah, no, all of them. I think they were asking one of the counselors or one of the test, you know, the SAT prep people. And they were like, please, please, please do not stress out about the school you're going to get into. Like, they were like, there are over 3,000 colleges in the United States. And I assure you, you can get a perfectly good education at your community college or at a state college. Like, they were like, it's all about money. Like, the only reason Harvard is the best is because it's hard to get into and it's expensive. Like, they were like, just because you went to Harvard doesn't mean that you got a better education than somebody who went to a community college. So they were like, please don't. Or even a better
job.
Or a yeah, exactly. And then that was another thing that was really interesting that they said. They were like, we all know that it doesn't matter where you got your degree to get a job. It really doesn't matter to anybody.
Yeah, as long as you have a degree.
Yeah. So if they're looking, it was really, really good.
That's on Netflix?
Or... Yeah, Netflix. Mm-hmm. It just came out. And it was really interesting because they got actors to play the real people. It's almost like a reenactment, but with like actors like Matthew Modine, which I would assume he's the most famous out of the cast, but he plays the lead guy who like started all this.
Nice.
Other than that, I don't think I've really watched. Oh, we tried that shuffle button on Netflix, mm-hmm. you know, where you like just play anything, and it worked. It gave us like recommendations that we actually like. I didn't think I'd like trust it too much.
Yeah, I think I remember something. They had something like that before.
Oh, they did?
I feel like they did. I feel like I remember when it first came out, or like with the DVDs, like back in the day. For those that don't know, Netflix started out sending you DVDs. I think you could do that with the DVDs or something. I don't remember. Something. Or maybe there was like an app that would like shuffle it for you and then tell you what was on Netflix. Or, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Something. But I remember that being like a feature.
Yeah. It was really cool. It started, Kyle's like, oh, you want to try it? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then he pressed it and it started the show called Murder Amongst Mormons. And so now I'm going to figure out how there's like scandal inside the Mormon church. Like, I don't know. We've only seen the first episode, but it was like really interesting.
Huh. Nice. Mm-hmm. It's better than just searching for all that, you know, time wasted. Searching
for 2 hours and then you're like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And then you just put on like The Office again. Yeah. Billion time.
Exactly. Which is not on Netflix anymore.
I know. It's on a Peacock.
What is that?
Oh, it's the NBC app. That's where I've been. Oh.
One of the billion apps.
Yeah. But it's free. The good thing is that it's free.
Oh.
And they have like, you can't watch like new episodes unless you pay for it, but you can watch like old stuff. So that is another reason I haven't been watching anything new, is because I have been binging Dateline. That's all I've been watching. Oh, nice. I'm so in love with Keith Morrison. He's so great.
Yeah.
Did you see my Stitch video with him?
No,
I did that. I stitched one of those. What's a video that lives in your head? Okay. And it's him and like this woman's describing the stuff they found on the killer's like computer. And they just show his face and he's like, his jaws drop, that he's like, OMG. Like, he says OMG. It's like, so good. Oh, love him so much.
Yeah, I had heard Peacock was free, but I didn't know how it was going to work. Mm-hmm. But I also can't watch it over here. There's a lot of things I can't watch. I'm so excited to go back.
Like, dude, yeah. I can't now wait for you guys to move back because of all the stuff on like HBO I want you to watch, and like
HBO, Hulu,
yeah.
I can't wait. But I also don't have that much time to watch things now, but yeah.
Yeah, you're in school now.
Oh, true.
Yeah, we'll see. I might go to National University, like one of those colleges.
Oh, the online ones?
It's online, but they also have a campus in San Diego. They have a cybersecurity bachelor's, so I'm going to talk to them, even though they're super annoying.
Yeah.
So annoying. Like, I literally clicked on the link online to, like, request more info, and within...
They called you?
Within a minute, they called me.
They're, like, adding you on Instagram and, like, TikTok.
And I couldn't talk at the moment because I was like, I'm trying to get like a lot of my schoolwork done because I want to be able to move stuff during the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to like push through and finish things quick. So I was like, I can't talk right now. So I didn't answer. And they called me 3 times yesterday.
Jesus. Okay.
I didn't answer each time. Then they called me at 8 a.m. today.
Oh, I would have been like, do not ever contact me. Lose my number.
Yeah. So I picked up this time. I picked up and in my head, I was like, if it's National University, this person's going to get it. And I feel bad for her, but I don't.
She's not.
Yeah.
yeah. I was like, you guys called me 3 times yesterday, right after I clicked on the stupid link to get more information. I don't want you to, like, don't call me back right now. Like, just don't. And then she was like, we could schedule it for later. And I was like, no.
I'll call you. I have your number. You
when I want more information. Yeah, okay?
When I'm ready.
And then she was like, she was like, how's 7 p.m. sound tonight? And I was like, no, you're not listening.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I will call you.
Okay, I'll put you down for 7.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I just ended it there because I almost went off more on her. Like, I was just going to be like, you guys are borderline harassing me to go to your school. Mm-hmm. Like, this type of calling, like, not even creditors call you this much. Like, it's insane. Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway, the reason I was going to pick that is because my brother-in-law does cybersecurity, and he's kind of like I don't think he's that anymore, but he used to be more like a project manager. And so he hires people, and he said they have a good program for cybersecurity that he's hired people from that have taken that program or whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, then I'll do it. Because I didn't really trust them before. And obviously because they're super annoying about, you know.
Yeah.
Going to their school. But yeah, so anyway, they have a good program according to him. So, and I trust him. So I'm going to do that, but I'm going to try to do all my GE at Southwestern so I can pay less.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I'll definitely have more time because I'll probably do those types of schools. They do, I think they're like 3-month courses or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they like, they'll do, or it's like a few weeks of like a class and then you go to the next class and then you go to the next class and you're basically just going through classes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to take a class there and then I'll do like a GE class at Southwestern, like English or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Read books that I don't want to read.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I wish they had like specific, because you know, you have to take English and reading, like, and there's 2 separate classes.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would cater reading to genres that you like. Like,
yeah, that would be nice.
I like reading. I don't have anything against reading, but I like reading sci-fi novels. I wish they had a course on sci-fi novels and that would take credit for my reading. Or you know, like if people like reading like autobiographies or something. I mean, I used to think I didn't like reading, but that was because teachers always made me read these books that
you didn't want to read.
Yeah, but they were like award winning and they were always thought of like as being like great books. So I always thought if these are the great books and this is where the, you know, mm-hmm. the line is like for greatness, then maybe I don't like reading.
Yeah, we were talking about that in my media class today, like books. It's embarrassing how long it's been since I've read a book, but we were talking about reading and like, my teacher's like, oh, name a book. And like, everybody named the same books. We all said like Catcher in the Rye, Tale of Two Cities. Like, we're because it's like, that's all that they give us in high school, you know? It's like the same books. Yeah, To Kill a Mockingbird.
But yeah, anyway, this is Microwave Coffee. And I'm Ivan Ortega.
And I'm Kajan Sundy.
And I'm Justin Parkey. Oh, Park. Oh my God.
Ooh, changing it up. Can we start that over? Goodness.
Fire.
Oh my God. That was the first time in
I know,
all the episodes that I just went.
You're like, I'm tired. Didn't stop.
Almost 100 episodes and you screwed it up.
I know.
We'll just leave that in there. This will be a special episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. And that, yeah, that's who we are.
So anyway, I was talking to Kijan. I don't know if it came out in the podcast. I can't remember. But we were talking about the Oscars. So I decided to do it on the Oscar.
Woo!
The actual award.
Oh. Nice.
I was going to do this. This is so funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, but this is good. Because you do better research than me. Mine would have been like 2 minutes long.
Yeah, there isn't a lot. It's obvious. It's pretty straightforward. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be a short one. Mm-hmm. The Oscar came about when members of the Academy, I guess back then, they didn't just call it the Academy. It was called the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science.
Mm-hmm.
They had a dinner at the Baltimore Hotel in L.A. Not in Baltimore.
Yeah.
In the Crystal Ballroom of that hotel. And they had a big dinner and they decided that they wanted to like honor people for being great at like film and, you know, like the art of like cinematography and the science behind it and all that. So they basically commissioned this guy named Cedric Gibbons. He was the art director of MGM, and they had given him like a sketch of a figure, and it looked like a knight holding a sword with a film reel at his feet. So he, at this point in that drawing, he wasn't standing on it. There was just a film reel, and it had five spokes. So like, you know how the film reels have like a circle, like through the plate that holds the film. So there was five spokes, kind of like on a car, and each spoke represented the five branches of the Academy, which is the actors, directors, producers, technicians, and writers. And the sword was a symbol that represented the protection for the welfare of the industry, which sounds like bullshit.
Yeah, it really does.
But, you know, sometimes I feel like, and just from doing like graphic design for a little bit, I feel like people come up with the logo and then they find reasons for that logo.
Like they like it, and so they want to find a reason to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This yeah. logo is really cool.
They get attached to it.
So we'll be
just
like,
make it work.
This little thing of it, yeah, represents this, even though it didn't makes have sense. That to be the logo, you know?
Yeah.
That's what this sounds like. They probably drew a knight and they were like, and a sword, and they were like, that looks pretty cool. But we need yeah. the sword to mean something. It can't just be that. So anyway, Gibbons then drew a better version of the crappy napkin drawing of a knight, and he chose a sculptor from LA called George Stanley. And George Stanley converted that two-dimensional drawing into a three-dimensional model for them to like base the statuette from. So according to the Academy, there were no live models or like sketches, like three-dimensional sketches of this sculpture, that they just made it out of like a drawing. Now the statue is not made out of gold, like solid gold.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually made out of bronze, and then it's gold plated with 24 karat gold. It's pretty heavy for something like that thin, and it's like 8.5 pounds and 13 inches tall.
Oh, wow. That's heavy.
Yeah. So when you see like when actors pick it up, sometimes you can see that they're like, oh, crap, this is heavier.
I've never held one of these before.
Yeah.
Didn't expect it to be that heavy.
It's actually because it's pretty heavy. I mean, yeah, that's a pretty heavy thing. The only time it wasn't made out of bronze and gold was during World War II, because gold was basically all those metals were being used for the war.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't use it to make the Academy Award statuette. So during those 3 years that they couldn't do it, they used plaster, and they painted the the statues. Later, after the war, they invited the people who got the award to come back and get one that was like real.
Oh.
So they replaced those. Oh, nice. I couldn't find. I was like, it would be cool if someone still has like one of the old ones, or if they like preserved one. But I didn't see anything on that, so I don't know. But apparently, the Academy has a vault somewhere, and I don't know. There might be some there.
Maybe they'll put it at the in the museum.
Yeah, that would be cool. I mean, that's what I thought. I was like, that would be cool if they had one. And apparently they also used to make like little tiny ones for like actors that are young. They used to make little
No.
Ones.
Oh my God, that's adorable.
But that category wasn't around every year since there wasn't like a film with like a child actor that was like prominent.
So there was like a whole category for child actors
for that specific thing, and then they canceled that category and then just joined them with the best actor, best actress, or whatever. Shirley Temple, I think, won one of the little ones. 2 years later, in 1929, it was May 16th, 1929, 50 statuettes were presented in the first Academy Award, I think. Yeah. And then the ceremony only lasted 15 minutes. Can you imagine that?
Oh, it's like, my God.
Like a billion hours now.
Now it's like 15 days. Jesus Christ.
The official name is the Academy Award of Merit. The first recipient of one of these awards was Emil, I think. Emil Jennings. He won Best Actor for The Last Command and The Way of All Flesh.
Oh, okay.
The best picture that year was a silent movie called Wings.
Wings. I was going to say, when you said actor, I was like, oh, I'm surprised it's not Wings.
Yeah, no, so he was actually the first one to receive it. Wings won Best Film.
Okay. But that was year. At the end.
Yeah.
Right.
So he was the first one to go up and actually get his hands on one of these awards. The name Oscar came from a woman called Margaret Herrick. She was the Academy librarian, and then later she became an executive director of the Academy. She said that the Oscar resembled, or the statue resembled her Uncle Oscar, who her Uncle Oscar was bald. So if you've seen the statue, obviously it's like a very smooth man.
A very shiny, smooth man.
Yeah. Anyway, the name Oscar wasn't really used until 1934 when a Hollywood columnist, Sidney Skosky, she used it in her article in reference to Katharine Hepburn's first award for Best Actress. That was the first time that it was used publicly. 5 years later, the Academy started using the moniker, and so they started calling it the Oscar. So that's what, 1940 or whatever? So in 91 years, 3,000 Oscars have been presented. Marlon Brando was the only person ever to refuse the award because of the way Hollywood treated Native Americans.
Yeah, he sent, I think her name was like, what, Little Feather or something?
Yeah.
To accept it, yeah.
And it was for The Godfather. Walt Disney has won the most awards on 26 in his lifetime. And
wait, in his lifetime?
Yeah, in his lifetime.
Dang, that's a lot.
Yeah. And nobody else comes close. John Williams has 5. Who's the next one? Like, one person who has won
awards. That's really shocking. I would have thought his was more.
Yeah. But I mean, that's still...
that's a lot. Mm-hmm.
John Williams has 5, and Katharine Hepburn has the most for acting with 4.
Really? It's not Meryl Streep.
She has 3.
Oh.
So, okay. I mean, she's still in the running because she gets nominated like every year.
Yeah. We don't know. That might change. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah. And who else? Daniel Day-Lewis has 3. And then I think I saw Jack Nicholson has 3. And they're the only ones. So how much is the statue worth? How much do you guys think it's worth? Like the value?
$14 million.
I want to say, I don't know how much, but I want to say it's Probably not a lot.
It's a dollar.
$1?
$1.
$1, Bob.
So
holy crap. I think the MTV like movie awards is worth more than that.
So that's not saying that it doesn't cost a lot to make, but the reason it's worth a dollar is because in 2015 there was a court ruling that mandates that anyone trying to resell the award has to offer it back to the Academy for a dollar.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I see.
So it basically dropped the value of the award. So basically,
so like if I'm an actor and I win one, I have to offer it to them first.
Yeah. And so if anyone tries to sell it or is there's any like anyone buying, it's basically illegal to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Which drops the value of it, you know? So you basically have to steal one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so anyway, 25 statues were given in 2019, and they don't really know how many statues will be given this year.
Wait, only 25?
Yeah, so it varies from year to year because they don't actually know how many awards to give out. Because they don't, only two people, since we know that scandal from that 1 year, mm-hmm. only two people actually know who's going to win. Because the rest of the people in the Academy or anything, they don't know until they open the envelopes. And sometimes there's more than one person per category. Sometimes there's like an entire team of people who get awards or whatever.
Yeah.
So they don't actually know who's going to win. The statues don't say the name of the person at the ceremony. They apply that after. And
oh, so the one that they're holding on stage is not. It doesn't have their name on it.
And just in case they don't have enough to give to everyone that night, they do have some in a vault that they can bring up in case, you know, they want. Like they don't have enough. So they do make more than the categories that they have, just in case.
So I don't know if you know this, but like what happens when it's a whole, what happens when it's, are you talking about several people? Like if there's a team of five designers or something?
Yeah, they all get one.
Oh, they do all get one. But you're saying that at the Oscars, they'll maybe give them one.
They'll give them like a few. Yeah. Like if it's like a team of people, sometimes they'll give them, you'll see like a lot of people get, like they'll get like three up there or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then, but then later they'll give them more if that's what they need or whatever. But usually like the people that walk up, the majority of the people on stage get one. Like usually it's like the people that speak, like if they're standing in front of the microphone, because sometimes those people will take other people up and they'll stand in the back.
Yeah. Like for Best Picture, the whole crew will go up, or the whole cast, and then they'll have the director say something. Yeah
So usually the people that speak will get an award. So that's why like every year they can't say like this many people won, because they don't actually know until they open those envelopes. So generally this is where I would stop and be like, that's it, this was a short one.
Yeah,
but if you remember earlier, I said that the Academy says that the statue is, that there was no reference of a person, of a live person for the statue.
I was going to add it. I was like, oh, I'll wait till the end and I'll tell
you. No. This is, so like, there is a rumor that there's a rumor that the statue is actually based off of a Mexican filmmaker and actor. And his name is Emilio Fernandez. So if you look at pictures of Emilio Fernandez, his body shape is very close to the statue. Mm-hmm. and his features on his face, like he has very prominent, like kind of square face.
That jawline and like, yeah.
Yeah. So the story goes that Emilio, who was a Mexican revolutionary. For those that don't know, this is a topic I want to talk about later, but the Mexican Revolution was not that long ago. And so he was a Mexican revolutionary, and he would make films of like Mexican culture and he befriended a woman named Dolores del Rio, which is, I think, a name a lot of people know. If you study film, she was like a pretty well-known actress. And she just happened to be married to a little art director from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's MGM that we talked about earlier, who designed the Oscar. She had actually made a film in Mexico with Emilio, and they were close friends. And when Gibbons, when he got the job to design the Oscar, Dolores told him that Emilio would be a good model for this. Now, when Dolores asked Emilio, like, he didn't really want to do it because he would have to be nude for it, and he wasn't really comfortable with like being a nude model for someone. Reluctantly, he still did it, and you know, Gibbons drew Emilio as the statue of the Academy.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So every time someone holds Oscar, they're holding a little Mexican man.
Yeah.
Now, Emilio, just a little background story of him. Obviously, he was a film director and an actor. He nickname was El Indio, which means the Indian. If you see pictures of him, you'll see why he looks like a Mexican native.
Yeah.
Anyway, he did more than 60 films, all based on rural and traditional Mexico. His most famous film was called La Perla, which is The Pearl, which he worked with, and it was written by John Steinbeck. That film basically brought him success. He won a bunch of awards, not an Academy Award, which I didn't bring up, but only very few Mexicans have won an Academy Award. I think it's like
all the directors from the past 15? 5 years, probably.
Because before they won, I think there was like 11 awards throughout the year to a Mexican, but none of them were prominent in any way. They were all like, you know.
Oh, it wasn't like best actor.
Design. Yeah, like yeah. It wasn't until the directors won like back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
So La Perla won best film, best directing, male performance, and photography for the Ariel Awards. He won at the Venice Film Festival. He won at the Madrid Film Festival. He was also awarded by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association and for best photography, I think. So he won some awards for that. Then in 86, I believe he died because he was in an accident and needed a blood transfusion. The blood transfusion had malaria in the blood, and he died from that. But he was like already in his 80s, I believe.
Yeah. So, I mean,
he had a good life.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically it. That's why I started researching it, because I was like, found that the Oscar was made at, like, modeled after a Mexican director. And I was like, oh, I wonder what, like, the story they tell is. So then I started reading about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is the Oscar. Allegedly, it's Oscar, not Oscar.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was an interesting story, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you to architecturaldigest.com, oscars.org, colorlines.com, and infobay.com. That last one was a little weird. It was like infobay.
You're like, yeah. What?
Anyway. Yeah.
Cool. That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. Kind of the Oscars are going to be kind of late this year.
Yeah.
But well, obviously,
initially, they started in May. So, I mean.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And I'm so used to it being in like February, March.
Yeah, I know, right? When is it going to be?
In April? April 25th?
April. Yeah, almost May.
Late. Yeah, almost May. So they're going back to the roots.
Yeah. Why are they pushing it back so far?
I think it's because of release dates, and also because of, I think they were trying to see if maybe they could do it in person, so they just kept pushing it back to like maybe we'll all have our vaccines by then, and like it didn't work, so
they're pushing it back as far as they can.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. Have you guys seen any?
I've seen the nominees, and I don't think I've seen any of the movies.
Yeah, I still have a few to go. Yeah, I saw some of them. I saw Nomadland. I saw Trial of Chicago 7, One Night in Miami, Judas and the Black Messiah, and I think that's it. I really like next on my list for sure is Minari. I really want to watch Minari.
I should try to watch some of these. I don't know that I'll have the time.
You know what I would start out with? Because it's short and it's like an easy watch. And it's like not it won't get you all like riled up if you need something like a little chiller for this through this pandemic. I would start with Nomadland. Nomadland is really, really.
I think I might start doing it like basically like I watch TV now is while I'm working out for like those 45 minutes, I'll watch.
And then watch some of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I pause, and then the next day I'll watch the rest of it. And that's basically how I watched all of Star Wars was it. I would watch it while I was on a break or if I was taking a quiz like for my classes or whatever, because some of the quizzes were really long. So I just put it on my other monitor. And then I would leave it on, and then I would be taking my test or whatever.
Also, One Night in Miami is like an easy watch.
Yeah, I want to see Judas and the Black Messiah.
Oh, that's so good.
Wait, One Night in Miami, is that... That's not nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, I thought it was... It's nominated for Best Director, right?
I think it might be.
Maybe not.
I want to see Promising Young Woman...
Oh, that's the one. That's the other one I gotta see. I haven't watched
Judas, The Trial of the Chicago 7. That one's on Netflix, so I could just watch that one.
Yeah.
And then I've never heard of The Father.
The Father. Okay, so The Father Minari. Is. The Father's in theaters. That's my problem with that movie. And it's like some of us can't go to theaters right now, but I think I can buy it. I think I'll buy it or like rent it. Minari, I've been wanting to see for like ever. I can't believe I haven't seen that yet. And then Mank, I also have to watch Mank.
Yeah, those Sound of Metal.
Oh, there you go. There's another one, Sound of Metal. Yeah. That one looked really good.
Nomadland. Mm-hmm. So I haven't seen any of those, but I kind of want to do it because last year I did it where I watched all the movies before the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was more fun.
Oh, like you watch them back to back, like you like made.
Yeah, because remember I hadn't seen all of them. Like I hadn't seen 1917, and I forgot what else I hadn't seen.
Uh-huh.
And I spent like I think it was like a week, like a few weeks before the Oscars. I just like binged all the movies that were nominated for Best Picture,
mm-hmm.
and or all the ones that I hadn't seen. And then when I watched the Oscars, I was like, oh, it was kind of fun.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so confused. I could have sworn that Regina King was nominated for One Night in Miami, but she's not nominated.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah, she was the director. Or I thought maybe it was like at least Best Picture or something. I don't know. It's really good. It's like a play.
So it's what's that movie with Denzel? Where he's dad.
Oh, Fences. Like
a long time ago. So every time on TikTok when someone puts, what's that movie that you've seen that makes you forget that like the people are acting?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That scene where like the wife is yelling at him and she's like crying with snot coming out of her. That's the first thing I think every time I hear that video. I'm like, is someone going to do it? Is someone going to do it? And like, no, nobody puts that. Honestly, just that scene alone, she should have won an Oscar for that. Or I don't even know if she did.
Viola Davis? I don't think she won for that. But we saw the movie Doubt. I don't know if you've seen that with Meryl Streep and Philip Seymour Hoffman. It's about like a Catholic church. I mean, a Catholic school. But Kyle and I saw that movie. And this is when Viola Davis was like pretty unknown. Mm-hmm. She was in that movie for like, I shit you not, 5 minutes. If we came out of that theater and Kyle and I were like, holy crap, who is that actress? And she like she cries in that movie too. But yeah. like my teacher's like, he was like, she's such a good crier. Like she's such a good crier. Because she's like, she goes fucking full on. Like she does not tame her looks at all. She's like, when she sobs, she's like sobbing, like snot and everything. Oh, and you're yeah, like, oh yeah, my yeah. God.
That yeah.
Yeah, she's
that
so
was
good.
Like the movie that I always, every time someone brings that up, I'm always like, that scene.
Oh, so like, good.
Yeah. If you're not crying in that scene with her, you're dead inside.
Yeah, really. Well, anyways.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway.
Movie. Yeah. Movies. Go watch them.
Movies.
Get ready.
Yeah, get ready for the Academy.
Yeah, yeah.
Get ready for the Academy.
But yeah, anyway.
Yeah, if you guys are complaining about you know, we have a responsibility for representation. We gotta watch these movies if we want them to, you know, get nominated for stuff in the future. And so yeah, go watch these like female directed movies and Asian movies and Black movies, and go watch them if you want more representation.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, where can they find us?
Find us on Instagram at Microwave Coffee Podcast, and you can email us at microwavecoffeepodcast@gmail.com. I should have said gmail.com just to mess with you guys. Since
the whole episode.
No, don't do this to us.
Since Sparky messed up in the beginning.
The intro. It's a mess. Anyway. Podcast.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Yep.
Yep.
Bye.
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 Could I get some more coffee?